I just implore you to buy branded milk. It's not going to make a change to what I get tomorrow or next week or next month, but in the long term, 2 years, 3 years, if you can keep doing it, if the public can keep doing it.
That's dairy farmer Matt Henry appealing to a crowd of about 200 people not to buy cheap milk. His family has been milking at their farm near Toowoomba since the 1800s, but he says it's a tough time to be a dairy farmer.
Look, it's not easy. I guess our income's probably stayed the same over the last, roughly 20 years. We're getting paid the same now as what we were, or what my parents were 20 years ago, and you just have to think how much input costs have risen in that time. There's only so many efficiencies you can improve, to stay profitable, but yeah, it's not easy.
While dairy farmers in Queensland haven't been affected by the current crisis in Victoria, they're striking while the iron is hot. They want consumers to know that $1 a litre milk is hurting them.
The situation in Victoria at the moment probably is directly as a result of the world market. There's not too much that can be done on a domestic level in Australia about that. But while the issue is in the media, it's good to promote getting rid of the $1 of milk, because that's indirectly what's caused a lot of hardship for a lot of farmers over, 5 years now since that started, yeah.
Fiona May is a primary producer and director of the Toowoomba Farmers Markets. She says consumers are confused and want to know how to help dairy farmers.
I understand both sides, the consumer and the producer. So I know a lot of consumers, just from feedback they've given to me, they're just really confused. They don't know how to help. So I thought one night, late at night, I thought, geez, you know, maybe we can get people here that can tell their story and obviously ask questions to the people that are involved. And it gives the people who are involved an opportunity to share their story too.
She's confident people power can make a difference.
I hope positive change, even if it's one step. I know I'm a little bit optimistic, but when I first started to organise a market here just from producers and growers, people told me that I'm crazy and it wouldn't work. I've seen it work. I've seen the numbers here today and I can see the support.
Meanwhile, Matt Henry says he's been encouraged by the recent social media campaigns and public rallies in support of struggling dairy farmers.
It's pretty positive, really. It's heartwarming to know that the public can still get behind Australian produce and that once they are a bit informed, that they can make a decision for the benefit of Australian producers.
While some are calling it a day and leaving the industry, the fifth generation farmer says he does see a future in dairy.
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to think long term that there is a good sustainable future in the industry. The one major thing that's holding it back at the moment is the dollar a litre milk. If there's not that money in the whole supply chain, it can't be passed on to producers at the bottom of the supply chain.